From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Freemasonry is a secretive fraternal order descended from medieval guilds of stonemasons and cathedral builders. George Washington was a Mason, so were Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman and several other presidents. Boston is often considered the birthplace of American Freemasonry. There are ceremonial objects that even most Freemasons aren't allowed to see. As part of her series, Hidden Treasures, Harriet Baskus went inside the vaults of the Massachusetts Grand Lodge of Masons.
The 11-story Grand Lodge of Masons building sits on one corner of the Boston Common. On the second floor, there's a small room where Masons and non-Masons can view artifacts from Masonic history. There's a Masonic apron worn by the Marquis de Lafayette, a photo of General Tom Thumb in his Masonic regalia, and a chair once owned by Henry Price, the father of Freemasonry in America.
Freemasonry is very, very sentimental. It holds on to its history.
Mark Tabard is a Freemason and curator of the National Heritage Museum, an American history museum in nearby Lexington, Massachusetts. Tabard serves as an advisor to the Grand Lodge in Boston and says that although Freemasonry is not a religion, it does have a strong element of ancestor worship.
It continually is interested in revering and remembering its past leadership, its past heroes. A lot of the stuff in this museum is just the bits and pieces trying to hold on to and perpetuate those memories of those good men.
And not just good men, but a good bar.
And I have with me here a certain bunch of grapes that hung outside the Bunch of Grapes Tavern, where the Lodge and the Grand Lodge of Massachusetts were both founded in 1733.
Bill Singos is the 144th master of Boston's St. John's Lodge. He says the Bunch of Grapes Tavern was where such early Freemasons as Paul Revere, George Washington, and John Hancock gathered to discuss politics and plan action.
These grapes saw or were witness to literally a stone's throw away from where the Declaration of Independence was read, where the Boston Massacre happened. These are a living memento and a symbol of colonial and revolutionary Boston.
These gold-painted wooden grapes are such a powerful link with history for the Freemasons that the St. John's Lodge won't display them in the Grand Lodge Museum. Instead, the grapes are kept wrapped in linen, locked in a metal case, and brought out only for special ceremonies. Stephen Bullock is a historian at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. He's written a book about the Freemasons and says the very act of keeping the bunch of grapes locked up has transformed them from mere tavern sign to sacred relic.
We create larger meanings in some ways by keeping things separate. The root meaning of the term sacred is about separation. Holiness, sacredness, consecration, all these things are related to taking them away from everyday activities. And sometimes the origin of these things is not all that extraordinary. They are just everyday things, but we give them meaning by what we do with them and by what we connect with them.
Some things, says Bullock, have meaning thrust upon them. Others, he says, are symbolic from the start, like the pair of gold urns silversmith Paul Revere made when fellow Mason George Washington died.
When Washington dies in 1799, the Freemasons in the city in Boston decide to commemorate his death by having a kind of funeral procession. Revere's urns are meant to be part of that, so these originally are meant to be ritual kind of objects.
The 3-inch tall urns, which could easily pass as a set of salt and pepper shakers, are kept locked in a vault at the Grand Lodge in Boston. Patricia Latham is the private secretary to the Grand Secretary of the Grand Lodge.
What we have in here is the urns that were made by Paul Revere, and one contains a lock of George Washington's hair, and one contains a lock of President Garfield's hair.
James Garfield, who died in 1881, was also a Freemason. Both urns are used in Grand Lodge ceremonies, but the urn with George Washington's hair leaves the vault only once every 3 years, when the Grand Lodge installs a new Grand Master. Donald Hicks, the current Grand Master, says touching the same urn handled by every Grand Master since Paul Revere is a powerful link with the past.
It's the physical connection to that tradition that has been carried on for many years.
Living history sometimes trumps static history. Native American groups have gone to court to retrieve artifacts from museum display cases in order to return those items to ceremonial use. In Boston, the gold urns and the bunch of grapes have links to American history beyond Freemasonry. so some historians would rather these objects be on public display, not locked away. National Heritage Museum Director and Freemason Mark Tabbert can see both sides.
If you put them in a museum, they are there for potentially forever. But this is part of living history and having things that go on and are used. You come back to this notion of secrecy or privacy. Anybody has a right to their own privacy. That's what's so great about America in a lot of ways. But when they choose to display their stuff, then it benefits all.
Right now, officials at the Grand Lodge of Massachusetts aren't displaying anything because of renovations. And with lodge membership dropping, as it is in many social and civic organizations, no one is quite sure when there'll be enough money to clean up and reopen the museum. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis.